We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.748 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, a casino in Park City. We'll be getting details shortly. Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
City of Wichita mask ordinance is set to expire today, and that will be addressed by the Wichita City Council at its meeting this morning.
Two.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says a COVID-19 vaccine developed in his country is ready. One of his daughters has already been inoculated.
One.
The National Baseball Congress World Series finishes last night at X Stadium. The Santa Barbara Foresters are the champions. That's nothing new. The Foresters have won the World Series 8 times in the past 15 years. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This morning in traffic, we've got gasoline prices in the Wichita area still averaging around $1.95 a gallon. Some of the higher stations up around $1.99 a gallon, but the lowest I found out there, $1.88 a gallon gasoline. That's in Park City, 61st Street North and I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Tuesday. Looking at a high today and tomorrow of 94 degrees under a sunny sky. Overnight low tonight down to 72. So looking at pretty much the same day today and tomorrow. High of 94. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. It is mostly cloudy, 71 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 94. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. It is 7:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've been talking about a proposed casino in Park City. What might that entail? Well, we'll be talking with Bill Roy, editor from the Wichita Business Journal, coming up shortly. Let's take a look at what's going on in the world of technology.
Fox on Tech.
With more of us spending time online chatting, shopping, and staying up to date, it seems we're also getting hit with more scams. The FBI this week saying clicking on fraudulent websites from social media sites and search engines is on the rise. From tools and furniture to gym equipment and appliances purchased, many shoppers now saying the money was taken, but the packages never showed up. The FBI says that shoppers often click the links because the prices are lower than elsewhere, then find phone numbers and addresses under Contact Us are phony, and some sites won't take your credit card, many of which offer fraud protection, and instead want payment via online money transfer services. The feds say keep an eye out for these red flags, like unrealistic discounts, sites that end in .club or .top, not .com, or a website that has been registered in the last 6 months. And, of course, don't be fooled by a flashy site. And if prices are too good to be true, they probably are fake. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Casinos, casinos everywhere. Viva Park City. Let's see what's going on with editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, we'll see if the dice are twirling up in Park City. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt asking a federal court to set aside the U.S. Department of Interior's decision to allow a Native American casino in Park City. The Wyandotte Nation of Oklahoma received that approval from the federal government in May for a parcel of land south of the former Wichita Greyhound Park. Schmidt said Kansas was not informed of new negotiations between the Wyandotte Nation and the Interior Department. The site of that former oil refinery at 21st and I-135 may be getting new life. Developers say they have plans to transform the 120-acre site into a warehouse and industrial park. A company called RRM Properties applied for a $5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce. They say the project could create as many as 400 jobs. And small businesses that are eager to submit their forgiveness applications for Paycheck Protection Program loans may have to wait. The Small Business Administration officially opened its forgiveness portal to lenders August 10th, but banks and experts say many lenders will likely wait to use that portal. The potential for conditions to change provides little incentive to launch right away. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Boy, the idea of a casino in Park City has been thrown around now for years and years, and this is the latest. This is the latest chapter. I know it's a different deal, but it seems like it crops up every so often.
You bet. Quite a long time ago, this came up, and of course the Department of Interior regulations or the rules at that time said that it had to be Native American land. Well, apparently this Department of Interior has a little different interpretation. And now, as we expected, we thought Kansas would oppose this because obviously it could cut into their revenues from the state-run casinos. So,
right, yeah, they've got their casinos strategically spaced out throughout the state, the state-owned ones, and so they don't like other things infringing on that territory.
You bet. Don't want it to cut into those revenues, those revenues that come to the state.
Yep. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, the state of Kansas has another battle on its hands with the federal government so as far as all that's determined. Let's see. How's everything going, Bill Roy, with your
going
life?
All right here in my home office still, and probably be here for another great long while, I assume, just staying home and hunkering down.
Yep, you're doing yeoman's work.
Well, thank you so much.
We appreciate all the great business news you get to us every day, and you have more of that coming up an hour from now, so I'll let you get to it.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
We'll talk to you then. That is Editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, and we'll talk again, check in with Bill 1 hour from now. 7:55 with Steve and Ted, and we have a lot coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, including entertainment news in the blur.
That's right.
Just about 40 minutes.
We'll have everything from Tiger King to the Beatles all coming up on the blur.
Very good. We'll also have our live visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp, with Mitch coming up in about 20 minutes at 8:15 this morning. So lots of great items coming your way in the 8 o'clock hour, plus all the news and information you need heading into this Tuesday right here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.